Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. On this episode, Nick and I are drinking some on-tour golden ale as we talk about winter hitting hard and looking forward to summer coming where we can go to the beach, Nick can hit up the Sox, and we just get back to some sort of normal here. So let's dive into it on this episode. Here we are, hitting up events, drinking our way through Chicago beer, and trying not to miss a thing.
Yeah, because, you know, got a cork popped out, boom, it flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
You know, all you have to do is add some fruit, stir it up, and ride that milkshake wave.
Whenever I see him, I got to take a photo with the most decorated brewer in Chicago, Jonathan Cutler.
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to, every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Raw, raw, raw.
Sometimes you want a small beer, but really, you want a big beer.
You gotta take in all those big, aromatic hops.
Hey, what are you doing this weekend? Waiting in line for a bottle release?
Should have never been a fad. The black IPA is delicious.
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Brad, what's up, man? I'm Nick White.
Feeling cozy in our sweatshirts.
We're cozy boy certified, man. I think we both decided to just grab some. I go hoodie every day. Hoodie and swim trunks every day.
Most of the time I'm in a hoodie at home, but I'm wearing the same one for like a week straight. And that's I guess I'll change this one. We should be drinking we got some Bourbon County here. We should be drinking like a big stout as the snow's coming down, but I don't know. We need easy drinking golden ale here.
You know, Brad, you find these beers that are off the beaten path, and I'm just like, I'm going to let Brad keep doing his thing, man, because otherwise I wouldn't try half the stuff that we drink. Hey, so this is On Tour Brewing Company.
Right.
I had trouble with the word brewing just now. North Ontario is the name of the beer. It's a golden ale.
Yeah, they're right in the brewing district.
Man.
I walked over there. It was the... To pick this up, it was the day that the indoor dining thing was opened up, and so I'm like heading over that way, line down the block to get into District Brew Yards.
Damn, really?
Yeah.
I mean, they got that Lily Q's, they got that Black Pit of Hatred that we had last
right,
week.
Yeah. So like, I was like, I'm not doing that. I was headed to On Tour anyway to pick up some stuff there. So
the good thing is that On Tour is like literally like two blocks away, right?
Yeah, and they have currently have like little, I want to say like 4-person or 6-person like personal fire pit things set up outside, and they hadn't gone indoor when I picked up the beer, but now I think they're doing some indoor dining because the loophole of the breweries thing is really weird. If you have a partner that offers food, you can have your 25%. So, like, On Tour doesn't really have food, but they have, like, Mr. Taco that shows up there. And, like, I don't know.
Senior Taco.
Senior Taco.
Hey, so are they doing this on the street? Like, because when you walk, that's kind of a residential block.
Yeah, so, like, they're one street where you turn – they have like a street that butts up against, I don't want to say it's the train, but it's like a dead end street. So well, not the main street, but then there's like the north south street, I feel like hits a dead end.
But I mean, when you're approaching, if you're at Brew Yards and you're walking down that block, you walk two blocks and you hit On Tour, is it just like a sidewalk seating kind of thing?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Because I'm like, I've never been to like the back of On Tour. That's what I'm saying. Like, I've never been anywhere other.
Yeah, they have like big garage doors that they open up in the summertime, which is amazing. Can't wait for that. And so, yeah, they just had those fire pits outside there.
Yeah. The rumor was, I think, I forget who we had on the show, but On Tour's first year out, they took two medals at JBF. Mm-hmm. And I want to say they were both, it was a bronze and a silver.
Okay.
And they won, best like new brewery. Right.
Oh yeah. And it's like small cap brewery. It's
best small brewery.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they were saying had they won in any other higher medal in those categories, like if they won two silvers or a silver and a gold, that they would have won brewery of the year.
Whoa.
That year. Yeah.
Damn.
They came out the gate swinging.
And they'd like, I feel like fly under the radar here. Like I like picking up when the pandemic happened, they were like the first place I like looked to order from. It was like them and Salamoth were like, oh, well, what's happening with these two places?
Yeah, their logo kind of is inspired by like the Grateful Dead. The hop kind of inspired by the Grateful Dead, like Electric Bolt on the skull. And yeah, I think one of the brewers I think came from Indiana. I want to say either Sun King or from Upland. And then they, it's just a reference to like a past life where they were just like, you know, on tour with like literally on tour.
yeah, awesome space in there. I don't know. I like, they have like a wide range of beers, but I like going there and getting those. Their pale ale is awesome. It's called Foolish Heart right now. And then this beer is great. Like, I like those. They're easy drinking, light beers, like the beers you want to have at like a sports game or at a concert, similar to maybe some of the stuff that Goose Island offers, like in that same vein, but a little more like hoppy, craft feeling. I don't know how to describe
that. No, I hear you. Yeah, they're an underrated stop on the Brewing District tour. So Brewing District is Goose on tour, the four at Brewyards, and then there's
Great Central, Finch. They're not really. Can't go
if there. If the doors are open.
Midwest Coast.
Yes.
And All Rise.
Right.
Which All Rise has not opened back up yet. Okay. Because they're a music venue, so they like are on. I think a different. If they can't open, it's almost like they can't have concerts. Why open? I think that's sort of in that vein. You know, everyone's kind of.
Well, there's a clear difference between the OG Cobra Lounge section and the All Rise section. Right? Like, there's a totally different feel. So they could open that place up. But, you know, I don't own a brewery. I can't tell them if they should open.
Yeah.
You know.
And who's going over there, right?
Also that. Mm-hmm. But, man, you were saying. It was on a Kraken
at
District Brewyards.
I know. That was like their patio, they did an awesome job in the summer. I never went.
Yeah.
But if I was going to go to a patio, that was going to be the place. Like, I only went to Pollyanna. Okay. And so if I was going to go to one in the city, I was like, that was going to be it. It looked pretty. It looked spacious. It looked good. I didn't love, like, the pouring your own beer inside, but that's kind of their thing.
Yeah, I think people are searching for that feeling. If you're going on tour, District Brewyards, you're searching for that feeling of normal, because you were probably, you know, you met your friends there for happy hour, or you're pre-gaming to, you know, go to Pitchfork or United Center,
yeah,
and you want that feeling again. So you're just going there because it reminds you of all that was a spot you went to, and it's a really nice space.
It is a nice spot.
It's a fantastic space.
Yeah. How do you feel about now that we're coming up on almost a year of this? How do you feel about going to places, or are you still not gonna happen? Maybe after vaccine.
I'm telling you, Brad. You know, on a personal note, you know, I have asthma. You know, I'm not the athlete I was in high school. you know, I need to sit my ass down somewhere. So I'm just not into it at all.
Okay.
Like, I'm borderline hermit. You know, like, I maybe go one or two places a week.
Okay.
And that's, I'm okay with that, actually.
I feel like I am close to being, like, fine with going to places, but wife Maeve is maybe a little more reluctant.
No.
And so we probably definitely wait till, like, a vaccine, or wait till more people have a vaccine.
She's going to pop you right in the mouth if you go somewhere.
Yeah. So I'm like, and, like, I don't, you don't want to do something stupid and be like, we got it.
Cause I'm saying.
I went and tried that new stout from this place or whatever.
We were saying in the previous episode, it's the worst fucking way to go out. It's like, man, I'm hanging out at Maplewood and I got fucking Corona, you know?
Right. Oh, because I ate some wings at this place.
You know what
I'm
saying? Like, it's just such
that's a... That's how I go down? But I feel like a year, I didn't get it yet. That's like real good. Like, what? You're gonna tell me I'm gonna get it at the end, at the finish line?
Oh, man. I got nothing, Brad. I got
right, but I feel like that's how I feel.
Now we're boarding into almost not quite conspiracy theory space, but it's like, is the government lying to us about how serious this is? We're boarding into that space now, right? when you have that talk, right? But it's, you know, it's a fair conversation, I think.
A little bit, yeah. I feel like if I got it, I'm gonna be all right. I wouldn't think I would end up in the hospital, but you never know.
Who the fuck knows?
Yeah. But I didn't get it yet, so. And our chances in Chicago and Illinois keep going down. You know, we don't know what's behind the scenes, but it looks pretty good, right?
I mean, just get that vaccine, man.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm fine with doing that.
I saw Tracy from, who's it, Metro. I think she got the vaccine.
Yeah. I think Austin over at
Beer Miscuous,
he got it. So
it's floating, yeah. You know, frontline workers. Yeah.
And so now you also can't be mad at people for, there's a little bit of resentment and you see people going out, but now you're like, well, I don't know who has the vaccine and who's just a jerk. And then, or the people who like, I had that shit, I'm going out.
Yeah.
I don't know. But it's also cold out, so I'm split
between, am I missing out on life and am I being safe? And which one is the right thing to do? I'm torn. I'm right down the middle.
Right.
You know, so many people, you know, family-wise, there's people I want to see. But, you know, I feel like I'm missing out on life a little bit, honestly.
Yeah, I feel that's, yeah.
But also, I don't want fucking Rona.
I don't want it. It's also, this is like the week of where winter is the worst. We always get snow, like, right before the Super Bowl. And it's like, I don't need to go anywhere anyway, so. But the ideas are flowing there. Like, I want to do something.
Yeah.
But right now it's winter. Like, I don't really want to go just to a restaurant to go eat something and then go home. Like, that doesn't, for an hour.
I think it's going to be a hard pass. But let's revisit this in October when the Sox are in the playoffs.
So you're going all the way to October?
I think so. And then I think as soon as the playoffs, Major League Baseball playoffs hit October, I think I'm down for, like, getting the first of the two shots.
Do you think they will do baseball will probably be maybe the first one where, like, do you think they'll have a limited seating?
You know what's fucked up is that, you know, the football playoffs are happening and there were clearly people in the stands.
Right.
Right.
And some of the states have different rules.
It's state by state. Chicago kind of came out and said, I think it was block. City, what is it called?
Block Chicago.
Yeah, they came out and said that, you know, no stands, no people in stands in Chicago.
Right.
But I tell you, if 10,000 people were allowed at Sox Park, I would go.
Mm-hmm.
I'd definitely go.
Like, I think for the NBA right now, what, like, Cleveland lets people in, like, 10,000 people?
They're planning an All-Star game in Atlanta, yeah.
So, but Chicago says no.
I didn't realize it was state by state. That makes sense, though.
Yeah, because it's like, how? How strict are your rules and how much do your people care? I feel like if it was 10,000 people in Chicago, they might not get 10,000 people. Some people would be like, I don't know, I'm good right now.
Yeah.
So maybe it's a little like, we're going to play it safe and just not bother.
I might not go to the office before I might not go to the office, but I'll definitely go to the
side. It's going to be the summertime. Like, you could just go down there and tailgate too, right? Not like a lot of rules in stopping that,
it's
right?
It's a slippery slope. You go, and everything's cool. Like you said, it's been a year. Everything's been cool so far. You go to this party. Everything's cool. You high-five a couple folks. Everything was cool. You admit in the back of your mind.
No high-fiving. No sharing drinks anymore.
It happens.
You got to go and just, like, protect yourself, but you're there.
It happens.
Oh, there is definitely no more sharing drinks with people. No more like, hey, try this. You want a sip of this?
I think subconsciously.
I'll get my own.
Yeah. You let your guard down a little bit, though, subconsciously.
When you're drinking? Yeah.
Yeah, you let your guard down. So that's why I say just stay away, but we'll see.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're October when Sox.
That's my official stance.
Okay.
Official stance. Let me hit you with the Bill Clinton fist to the camera. Fist, thumb extended to the camera.
I'll not go anywhere until.
I think October at the earliest. That would be me. October rolls around, Sox in the playoffs. Let me get that first one, and then I can have a second one by the time we win the title, and then I'll be good.
Okay, so you're going to go all summer, just kind
of. Just in the house, like I've been doing,
Chilling.
In the house.
Hide in the beach.
Beer pass once a week, ride my bike, go to the beach. And, yeah.
Okay.
That's you know, I'm okay with this.
All right, fair enough. But you did go you did go somewhere this past week.
Yes, I did.
So, you know, all this is like, no. Yeah.
I went to, I'm glad we're back on beer. I'm glad we're back on topic with beer. I went downtown to a place that Brad and I have gone to. We recorded the episode there, and then we've been to a couple beer dinners there. This is Lowry's Prime Rib.
Right. Also, Side Door.
Side Door is the project that brought us down there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think Lowry's Prime Rib. Prime Rib's a weird thing. It's not quite steak. It's pink. And I feel like it's like an old people thing in general. When last time you just on your own just order fucking prime rib?
I'll take the prime rib.
When did you do that? You don't do that, Brad.
I'm trying to think.
But Lowry's Prime Rib.
I feel like I'm gonna get like the porterhouse for the.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm not gonna get the T-bone, but I like to say it.
You know, I'm gonna get the filet mignon. I'm gonna go eight, maybe 12 if I'm drunk.
What's the place they do like the crusted filet mignons?
Man, my spot is
not Maggiano.
My spot is Hugo's. That's my spot for the fucking filet. But listen, this old school restaurant right downtown in a mansion, a block from Michigan Avenue, was Lowry's Prime Rib, Lowry's Prime Rib.
You have Lowry's steak sauce, Lowry's
all the seasonings, seasoned salt.
Yeah, Lowry salt.
And then they took 25% of their seating and revamped the concept because they wanted a youthful audience to show up.
Yeah.
So that's where we came in because
we're the youths.
You know, we're the youths. Yeah.
What's happening, kids?
And it was all about, you know, mahogany and stained glass and
that's what the youths like.
That's what the youths like. And you know, a craft beer centric gastropub at Lowry's Prime Rib.
Right.
There's a Kanye lyric that says Lowry's. Yeah, it was funny. It came up this week. I can't remember it. But yeah. So I went down there because they had they're closing.
Done.
So we got the ping and it was like, hey man, you know, we got some tap handles. They could use a good home. I'm like, you know, I'll come check out the tap handles. You know. I came to check out the tap handles, and then I ended up, just getting a tour of the place. It was kind of desolate, and it was like, you know, it was a reminder that the economy's failing. And then it also brought back a lot of memories of, you know, the stuff that we did when we were down there.
Yeah.
Too. So I was looking back at Beer Pass was recorded there, but then there was an Against the Grain. This was back when beer dinners was a thing.
Against the Grain dinner. We did a Bourbon County dinner there.
Yeah. There was a Salamoth.
Oh, yeah. I was like, did I get the Salamoth one? Yeah.
Yeah. So they had a couple cool beer dinners. And then, you know, as cool as Chicago is for beer, you know, actual downtown Chicago, Michigan Avenue, tourist-centric Chicago is kind of a desert for cool stuff. Like, we went down there and did an episode.
Was that a 500 tap place?
Yeah.
What was that place?
Where were we?
Where the NBC Tower is,
next
to the Apple Store.
Yeah,
I don't remember.
It'll come to me. It's in the Tribune Tower.
Yeah,
we went all the way to the top.
We went up there. They have like a crazy tower.
Howlsen Hood.
Yeah. There's no way that place has survived. I think it was already shutting down.
I think that place is legit all condos now.
Yeah.
I tell you, that was the first time me and Brad got to the top floor of this place.
That was cool.
And then we immediately went in different directions and just started taking a bunch of pictures that day. It was so cool.
That pops up in my like memories or time hops every now and then. Yeah. Like, oh yeah.
So here you are. If you're on Michigan Avenue, there's Howlsen Hood, there's fucking Side Door.
And then Purple Pig.
See?
On the other end.
See?
Yeah.
You know, it's tough. Clark Street Ale House.
Yeah, that's kind of inset. In a little bit.
But it's this very short Cindy's? List. I don't even know what the fuck Cindy's is.
So it's like that rooftop bar in the...
Oh, yeah, it's further down, like near... It's near, like...
Near Purple Pig.
Yeah, it's near, like, Millennium.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very short list of cool craft bars. Mm-hmm. And so Side Door, they had a bunch of
stuff. Adam Street.
Adam Street. Berghoff? We talking...
Someone's gonna message and be like, "You forgot about us."
They have I want to say they have liquor license number one in the city.
That's right. Yeah.
Berghoff. Yeah.
Anyway, Lowry's.
Lowry's. Oh, give me those salty licks. Lowry's. I said, yeah. Went down there, and I was reminded of how cool their cellar program was.
Oh yeah.
because, you know, it was Windy City distro-centric, so all these crazy West Coast ciders, the Lost Abbey. I brought a few of them here. The Curio from Allagash.
Yeah, I don't think I've had this Little Sal.
I've never heard of it, you know. Kronbacher, Hefeweizen.
Man, I feel like sour ales have gotten lost in the haze craze.
Yeah.
Like, we were going hard in the sours, the craft beer scene was, into like wine flavors. And then we made we made a huge 180 into juice, like just hop juice.
And then it's like, it's almost a dead end. Like, that's the scary thing about haze, because it's like, all right, you have a nice haze, and haze reminds you of like a carbonated juice product.
Yeah, I think you're going to cocktails then.
You're not going to another beer. Exactly.
Right, but sours took you from wine to beer.
It was the bridge. The sour is the bridge between cider and beer. Yeah. Is a proper
but
sour.
But I started going, because of the sours, maybe more into wine. Like, oh, let me look for those, like, those tannins and those like robust flavors, but
yeah. So large format wild ales and sours is what they were known for in their barrel program and beer dinners.
Yeah,
and having people who work downtown or were in happen to be downtown to come check out, you know, off the not your typical tap list.
Yeah.
So that's what they'll be known for. So I went down there.
So what do you think? Is it going to be condos then?
It sounds like, so we did a little tour of the place, and it sounds like, what is it? It's a mansion that was built in like the 1800s, but then it was an apartment at one point, the eastern end of it was an apartment, and then they built out the Lowry's piece like, 50 years later. So there's a lot of additions to it. So it's a very difficult place to maintain. They were saying, like, you know, if we got a leak in one spot, we have to look at one set of blueprints, and then we don't really know where things are, and it's just a pain in the ass to upkeep. So they're auctioning off all the appliances, and then, you know, upstairs they have this was essentially a museum now, because they used to do these puppet plays
right
up there. And that was like people would get dressed in tuxedos and shit at the turn of the century and go to like this opulent
puppet show.
So they did that every week. That was before the restaurant. So the puppet play was in the restaurant. So it's got some history, and it was a residence at one point. So
is Lowry's the brand gonna stay around? Because like we said, we got steak sauce and season. I feel like it stays around.
I feel like the brand is strong.
Yeah.
But I feel like that place, they're looking to sell, and then if they can't sell, they might just tear it down.
That's kind of a bummer, because I never. We went to Side Door, but I never went to Lowry's.
Prime rib's not a thing that people that are under the age of 50 would do.
Right, but I've never gone to, like, most of those, like, those famous Chicago steakhouses that were, like, and it's sort of like, oh, shit, am I going to, like, one, am I going to get a chance, and then when it opens back up, do I care? I don't know what all the other ones are off the top of my head. There's
there's
one that's a chain that they have like.
Well, there's Dicka's. There's Morton's. Morton's the steakhouse.
Morton's, yeah. I've never been to Morton's. What's the one they have like one in Schaumburg and?
Hugo's is connected to Gibson's.
Gibson, never been to Gibson. Gibson's. Yeah, Gibson's, but there's Gibson's all over the place.
Those are a few.
Yeah, I don't need to go to Dicka's because I don't need to like support him at
fucking
all.
Fucking Dicka, man. Yeah. You know what's good down there? That happens to be down there is Shula's, the old Miami Dolphins coach. It's super close to Navy Pier. Oh, but they just got good food. That's a chain too. They got good food. I tell you, I'd rather go to a steakhouse like Bavette's. That's part of the Acheval family.
Oh, okay.
You know, Swift and Sons, more of a modern steakhouse. I'd rather spend some time at those joints than like the classic Chicago joints.
But
she was saying that Michael Jordan signed his first contract at Lowry's? At Lowry's Prime Rib back in 1984.
Damn.
So that was a fun little tidbit. And, just going down, grab some tap handles, grab some beers, and, I thought they deserved a little bit of credit for being a spot that you could really go to and drink some shit you had never heard of.
It was a cool, it was a cool spot. Like Jeff Vandertuck, we interviewed him there, and then when he was at
Deucex.
Deucex, which I doubt that place survives.
What is that? Because that's another venue. It's a music hall attached to a Michelin star restaurant, though. So that's a little different. You could pivot and get your takeout. If your takeout game is strong at the Michelin star joint, I think you got some legs.
Why are you getting delivery from? How long does it take to get from Pilsen?
No, it's like got to be a neighborhood thing. I'm not learning from fucking Pilsen.
And those, then the neighborhood people hated them.
That's true. He was saying how they vandalized the joint. He did say that. Yeah, they were like, yeah, the fucking protesters.
Like, he knows his beer. He, like, chasing it or looking for, like, the good stuff to bring people in. And I think it brought people in and introduced people to new stuff. But it never, like, passed this, like, underground, like, that's a good spot.
Yeah, if you know about it. Yeah.
Like, Clark's Real Ale House passed that, like, this is good, and then people started to know about it.
People who came in from Naperville to kick it downtown knew that Clark Street Ale House had the good shit.
Right.
I don't know if Saridor hit that level.
No.
Yeah. It's a tall order, right? That's a difficult thing to
accomplish. And those nachos there were, those were good. Those, like, steak nachos that they had.
They had, like, some fucking, it was like a patty melt with the pastrami. They took the prime rib, made some pastrami out of it. That was pretty good. Yeah. They had some good food. Yeah. Some. I'm going to flood our Facebook feed with all the Saridor stuff this week.
All right. Yeah. So the sour ales, I wonder if because we switched to all these like cans and 16 and 12 ounce cans, sour ales probably don't hold up very well in cans, right?
That's like, a fair question.
If they're active, right? Like the can, it could cause problems, right?
That makes a lot of sense. Yeah.
And then now, you know, as a transition, we're having a can craft can shortage, like a aluminum shortage, and we're seeing
thanks to the Donald,
we're seeing some brands
fail
or brand or issues happen. Well,
I think the Donald said we need a tariff on aluminum that's imported, and people were like, Donald, you can't do that because aluminum made in America isn't enough to go around for the supply.
Right.
That's why we get the shit from out of the country. He's like, we don't care. We're tariffing any aluminum that comes in. So as a result, you got a fucking can shortage. People can't afford the shit.
Right. So now we're seeing the little 8-ounce cans, that little buddy, Saint Laurent.
Hey, little buddy.
Done.
You're the one for me.
There's not enough people who want those cans, even though they're amazing, but there's the profit margin is going to be tiny.
That's tough, especially for Saint Laurent, because they were putting stouts in those cans, which I'm all in. Give me a 4-pack of those. Let me open this 8-ounce joint.
I like the 8-ounce, but they were putting in it to charge people the full price.
Yeah, they were charging. they were charging like the price of a 12-ounce 6-pack.
Yeah.
For like 4 8-ounce cans. That's true.
But I'm real
sad. Like a $30 play. You'd be like $32.
I'm sad to see Little Buddy go, although that beer is perfect for a 12-ounce can, too. Like, I think they could just call it, like, Junior Buddy and put it in 12-ounce cans.
Such a cute can.
Or just go Big Buddy and put it in 16-ounce cans.
None of that's going to top.
It's not going to top it, but if it's just the same beer.
I mean, you could.
Like, it's a good summer beer.
People who fell for Little Buddy would still be in.
Uh-huh. But that's the first, like the 8-ounce can. I don't know. Is the 12-ounce next? Is the like 100 calorie Coke can size or the?
And then how long does this last?
Red Bull skinny cans.
This was strictly a policy thing. Aluminum became too expensive to source, so people quit sourcing it.
Right.
So if with the new administration. This could all turn around, right? Like, you know, in theory. Like, I think I feel like it could be just a blip, and it just goes back to normal in some months.
It could, but we're using a lot more aluminum, too, because we're all drinking at home. Like, it's not necessarily the tariffs or the policy.
Oh, you mean people who were putting stuff on in kegs?
Are now just putting in cans. Like,
is a keg aluminum? That's steel.
It's steel, but
aluminum steel.
the amount of people that have...
Those are different types of steel, though.
Yeah, the amount of people that have kegerators at home. I bet we saw a huge uptick of, like, the people who were going to every football game or basketball game getting a kegerator and being like, Miller Lite on all the time. Let's go. But everyone's drinking at home, and you're having, like, maybe two beers a night.
You have to assume everyone's using more cans.
More cans,
yeah. You have to, yeah.
And not only beer, but soda as well. Everyone's got, you're not drinking any of that in the restaurants. And
I mean, non-alcoholic beer?
Non-alcoholic beer. Seltzer became like a huge thing, hard and normal.
And soft.
Yeah, soft seltzer. Fizzy water and alcohol fizzy water, so... There's just a lot more, like, can needs. And we saw a couple, I think, brands from Coke and Pepsi kind of, like, get put away because they're like, no one wants caffeine-free cherry Coke, so we're going to get rid of it now. Stuff like that.
Yeah. I'm an alcoholic, Brad. I had to stop drinking soda. Because I drink the coffee and then I drink the beer, so then I'm like, I try to drink the water. I had to cut it out.
We're seeing that now. And living in a city like Chicago that recycles like, what, 8%? So all of our cans, I don't even think you can recycle these cans.
I definitely don't recycle. If I'm at my mom's in the burbs, she's got the blue bin for plastic, and so I recycle there.
Yeah.
I don't recycle in the city. I don't. I'm not in a home, I mean, but if I was as I'm renting, so if I didn't rent, would I recycle?
Why don't you recycle when you rent?
I don't know.
You take the trash out, there's the blue bin right there. So you throw stuff in
there. I'm just being a fuckboy, is what you're saying.
But Chicago only recycles like 8%. So sometimes. And those bins don't get picked up as often as your garbage, so sometimes they're full. So it's like, I would try, but...
I feel better now.
Okay. So there's sort of like, it's a low. There's aluminum shortage, and we're drinking more beer. Chicago drinks a lot, and we're not recycling.
Shit, I need to recycle, man. I don't recycle at all.
Yeah, but if you really want to recycle in Chicago, you have to take your cans or take your recyclables to a place, because the city's not...
Oh, you're saying
actively doing it.
Oh, so if I go to the alley, there's a good chance there won't even be a recyclable.
There will be, but sometimes the trash people just pick that up. They're not supposed to, but sometimes they will. So it's sort of like 8% is pretty shitty.
That's bad.
It's real bad.
It's almost as bad as the voter turnout in Chicago.
New York is like at least like 13 or 15%. So the fact that Chicago is at 8 is really bad.
I gotta be honest, I hadn't thought about it until right now.
So, aluminum shortage. I know aluminum's super easy to reuse for recycling purposes. Yeah. Like, it can be reused multiple times before it's worthless. So, it's super thin and easy. But, damn. Little buddy. Yeah, that's where that came from. I'm not, like, pushing recycling. I'm just saying, like, Chicago is bad at it.
It's an important conversation to have.
I don't have a good answer for it, where Chicago is bad at it. You should try to, but it's really hard to. I don't recycle here at the office because, well, one, we're not here, and it's just trash. Like, but I try to at home.
Okay. I'm going to try to.
You can add to like the 0.00% of people that of your stuff that gets recycled. So
we're in Q1 of 2021. Last year sucked. Three Floyds Tap Room died. Argus died. MF Doom died. This year, Lil Buddy's dead.
Who's else to go?
I don't know, man. Casualties of fucking COVID.
All right. Should we wrap this up then? My glass is empty. Oh, we still got more beer. But we got other beers to drink. We got more YouTube videos to put up. I think I have like a crazy backlog. So if you're seeing things out of order, sometimes we'll have a Christmas tree behind us. Sometimes we might have a guest.
Was a Christmas tree in here?
At one point we had a Christmas tree behind us. So Lots of videos on YouTube, so check that out. We'll get out of this like winter depression funk.
Yeah, snap out of it, Brett.
And yeah, just drink more. That's what we need to do. Nick, where can people find you? Get in touch when we're not here.
On Twitter at Nicosio.
And I'm on Twitter at BRad Chicago Beer Pass. On Twitter at Chicago Beer Pass. Before we go, we forgot to mention Brian Beru.
Oh, shit. Yeah, shout out to Three Floyds, the legend that is Brian Beru.
He's coming back in six packs.
Irish Red Ale.
The greatest Brian Beru.
Brian Beru's.
I know, I mentioned Maeve once, but she has said, she said on the Hopcast, or maybe we mentioned this on the Hopcast a long time ago, she would leave me for Brian Beru.
If Brian Beru shows up to the fucking spot, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
You're in trouble. I would love to have some Brian Beru out of a Three Floyds glass.
Yeah.
That's been a long time coming. It was in Bombers back then, too.
Yeah, and I haven't bought any beer from Indiana or Three Floyds in a long time, so this might be, I might have to do this. Brian Beru. If I'm one, I haven't gone to the grocery store in a long time, so I don't know how I'm going to see this.
I'm guessing you could find Brian Beru at the bottle, your nearest bottle shoppy.
Right, yeah. And I bet Drizzly, you could do that.
Or even that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm excited for that. All right. We're out of here. Chicago Beer Pass. Take care.
Cheers.